Oh man, I need to tell you all these gossips from Big Brother Naija reunion. I promise you, I never thought it was going to be this hot because I've always thought this show for the reunion is scripted. But with all the acting going on, I'm pretty confused because I don't know where does the script begin and where does it end. Oh my God. Youch. Hey. Welcome to another episode. Yeah, this took a long time. It really did. So I was talking to a friend recently, and he was asking about my podcast, and I was saying how I wasn't in the mind space to pretty much record a podcast. And he advised that how about I basically just say that I'm not in the mind space to record a podcast. How about I share that? But I didn't get to do that episode, but I just thought I should introduce with that. But that aside, so on this episode, I actually want to talk about Big Brother reunion. Yes. And it is surprising that I'm actually talking about Big Brother Naija reunion. I can't believe it. No. I'm even shocking myself that I'm even talking about this because, first of all, the show in itself, I mean, the show is okay, for if that's what you like, fine, but I've never really felt anything of the show. But I'm actually talking about the Big Brother Naija reunion. I'm surprised. I don't even know if I'm surprised or I'm upset. But I mean, it just has to be talked about. So, I'm trying to remember what made me watch the first episode that I watched of Reunion. And the first episode I watched was the episode whereby Tolani Badge seems to be like the main character, where she was dragging V, calling V out and saying V is an undergraduate or V didn't graduate from school. Then when Neo was trying to, of course, defend his girl, she turned to Neo and was like, "Don't talk to me. You've never traveled out of the country." Whoa, fam, calm down. Is that how we now measure accomplishment or who is doing well? Because I mean, I'm like, Auntie, be calming down. Life is not that hard. To be honest, the reason why I've never been interested in Big Brother reunion is because I've always felt the show for the reunion is scripted. I've always felt, oh, this is the organizer's way of trying to make extra money. So everything everybody does on that show is scripted. But I need to tell you that I'm confused about where do we separate the script from reality? Yeah, because there was one point Solani Badge was saying something about the fact that she was going to beat V up and she was going to use her logistics company to mess with V, to straighten her brains correctly and all of that. And I went on Twitter. Twitter is just an amazing place. I went on Twitter and somebody was saying that, you know what's good, make sure you don't use Tolani Badge logistics, because you can imagine how angry our employees would be, because of if this is the kind of boss that they have, they'll probably be horrible people. So I advise you boycott Tolani Badge logistics company. So at that point, I'm like, yay, CEO, what you're doing on the reunion is affecting the brand and the business you've built after the show. So I was not like, ah, so which one is the real life? Which one is the script? Because I don't know anymore. I won't even lie. I don't even know anymore. Then the one that is even making me come to this point of even recording is the fact, hey, Jesus Christ, it's the fact that it was, they let us know, apparently, that it looks like Dorothy prayed for Brito. Yeah, I mean, she prayed for him. She went like on her knees. I don't even know how she did it. She go on her knees, but she gave him head. I mean, she, what is it, cunnilingus? Cunnilingus? Is it cunnilingus? I'm not sure. But I mean, basically, she gave him, they had a blowjob session. I know, I'm like, But that's not even the problem. I think she was pretty upset and she felt like Brighto was rude. Like, I mean, after the entire session, the next day he avoided her. And he asked a question. I swear that question. I mean, I think Bright is kind one kind person, but he asked a question and he said to Ebuka, and it was like, "What exactly did she want me to say?" Then he asked her, "What exactly did you want me to say to you?" You know? And I'm like, "Huh? If it's pained you that much, why didn't you confront him earlier in the show?" But I can imagine how embarrassing it is when you perform something as intimate as that to somebody or for somebody, and the person ignores you the next day. But that's not even what has got me recording. What has got me recording is the fact that this morning, today, by the way, is the 23rd of June 2021. Brighto went on Twitter to write. You know what? I need to say it exactly how he said it. Brighto, on his official Twitter page, the Brighto wrote. And I quote, oh, I rhymed there. But yeah, I digress. He wrote, "She gave me a blow job, and the next morning I had a swollen D asterisk CK. You get the point, well, in proper English, I had a swollen penis, comma. I got jackpot. Then he had a smiley with like sweat dripping from his head. Then he did hashtag BB Niger reunion." End of quotes. Fam. Oh my God. Oh my God. Jeez. I mean, that was low. That was lame. That was immature. That was, I mean, it was in bad taste. I don't know. It was in bad taste. You know, I mean, kiss and tell. People talk about kiss and tell. I mean, no, there's an extent to this thing now. There's an extent to this thing, cause I don't even know what to think. I'm gobsmacked. I've never used that word in my life, but it sounded like something that fits how I feel. But really, oh my God. I mean, where do we draw the line? I see. I really. Oh God. I wish I know somebody part of the crew for Big Brother Ninja reunion. I really want to know where the script begins and when it ends, because these contestants are doing too much. They're doing too much. At this point, I should say, peace out.